From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, we're talking with William Butler from the Contemporary Arts Center. He's here to talk about the two exhibits currently on display now through April 17th, Guns in America by Jeff Corwin and Making Faces at the World by Richard Weirs. William, welcome back to Out and About.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
First of all, congratulations, William. March marked the return of First Fridays at the Contemporary Art Center and kind of this reemergence after the hibernation that you guys were in. Can you tell us about the vibe over there?
Right. Yeah, we started out with some open house events. So the first Friday was one of the first. And then also we just had the reception, the art reception for the exhibits that are up right now. And we'll do another first Friday in April. So that's how we're starting out. But during hibernation time, it was very fruitful. It was very busy here. I didn't get to enjoy the pandemic or the hibernation at all, actually. So we redid our air conditioning system. It's a 25-year-old system that's updated now and also improved with an air purification system that kills COVID and does all kinds of purification. So that's really exciting.
You reopened with these two shows. Let's talk first about Guns in America by Jeff Corwin. I understand this is kind of his premiere for this collection that he's put together. Tell us a little bit about it.
Right. He lives in Bozeman, Montana. He was looking for an opportunity to share his new series. Mm-hmm. And he was so pleased to be able to do it in Peoria, Illinois. He'd been all around the world as a commercial photographer, and he really fell in love with the Midwest. So we'd like people to come and check it out. His take on gun control and guns. It's not necessarily against guns per se. It's just like a lot of our exhibits. It is his perspective on his father's guns that he found. He grew up with guns. He grew up hunting with his father, but he didn't know his father had these three guns that he discovered after he passed. And so he decided to take photographs of them and then also do it in a way that is very unusual, that he created a panorama almost type of effect. He's setting up all these different props along with the guns in his studio. So these are all still life photography shots. And there's no Photoshop trickery. It's just basically shots of guns and other things he collected that go along with it. And then also in the process, he's sharing a message about his own feelings about guns and gun violence and related topics to that.
And it is fascinating. The images that he constructs are so unique. Was there a particular one that for you provoked a question or made you think about gun violence in a different way?
Yeah, there's one image of an Uncle Sam coin bank that is sitting in a pool of blood. And it just combines our expectations of what we want to see in America and the violence that we see, on a regular basis, not just gun violence, but like, for example, the violence against Asian Americans right now, people being shoved in the street, it's just disgusting to see people's hatred come out in that way.
Juxtaposed to that, you have a very different exhibit on display in the other gallery. And this is by Richard Weirs. The title of the exhibit is Making Faces at the World. And this, by contrast, has quite a lot of levity and whimsy built into the exhibit. Can you tell us about that?
You know, when I curate exhibits, I do try to think about opposites. And so there's something for everyone. So you might not be into a heavy exhibit about guns, but you might be into seeing something fun and silly like the exhibit by Richard Weirs. And it really is a blast to look at his titles and to see the expressions on the faces that are somewhat humanistic, but they're also these crazy animal alien weirdo stuff. I mean, it is really crazy stuff. So he has quite an imagination. I think you would like the pop culture references to things like Frankenstein monster and other, you know, movies that you might see, sci-fi movies. So he is a very intelligent fellow, and I think people would probably enjoy hearing him talk about his exhibit as well. At First Friday in April 2nd, he's going to be giving a gallery talk at 6 o'clock, and then he's going to make a piece from start to finish at 7 o'clock. So everyone can enjoy a demonstration of that that same night.
Do each of his pieces that he constructs, do they have their own story or, like, you know, character origin that he develops alongside it?
Well, the title definitely gives you that idea that he has a whole story behind every piece. And even if he doesn't, you could make up your own story and imagine all kinds of stuff that this character does while the gallery closes up at night.
Oh, I love it. And the medium that he's working in, this is ceramics, correct? So he's,
yes, there,
kind of walk us through again the overview of the process that he's going through when he produces a ceramic piece.
Well, one of the things that you have to do with ceramic is it can't be solid. I think a lot of people assume that's just a solid piece. They're always hollow so that they can be fired properly. So he builds these clay pieces on various molds that he's made so that he can just basically be working on the surface. And so they look like they're projecting off the wall, which they are, but they're actually hollow on the inside if you turn them around. So that's just one of the fascinating things that people will learn as they see him create these pieces.
I understand as we get into the month of May, the Contemporary Art Center further opens up with some other activities that people are can be looking forward to.
Yeah, people keep asking me, you know, when are we going to have events? And we felt like May was a good target, considering how things were going with vaccinations and such. So May 6th will be the very first Whisper and Shout open mic for poetry, since I think November was the last one, or maybe October. And then also the very first Live at the Five spot featuring Duran and the Soul Mystics will be on May 27th.
That was William Butler of the Contemporary Art Center telling us about the two exhibits currently featured, Guns in America by Jeff Corwin and Making Faces at the World by Richard Weirs. Both exhibits will remain open to the public through April 17th at the Contemporary Art Center. For more information, visit peoriacac.org. William, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.